Most of us eat every day, some of us too much, because yesterday's food is not enough to supply energy for today's needs. Why then do some of us expect yesterday's portion of heavenly manna, the Word of God, to keep us through today's challenges? On this program, we are going to change all of that. Let's experience God's words today and receive the power we need to live healthy, vibrant lives. Welcome to Your Daily Portion with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Tuesday, March 7, 2023. Hello, my name is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Your Daily Portion, where we give you God's Word every single day. And today is no exception. We are continuing in our lesson study series, Managing for the Master Till He Comes. Our caption for today is Begin with Personal Needs. We'll get into that in just a moment, but first I'd like to say welcome to everyone joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you to you, especially if you're joining for the very first time. I hope that today will be a special day in your life because you would have experienced God's word in a new way. And as the Holy Spirit does speak to you, that you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I'm thankful for all of you who listen faithfully and are watching as well. If you're in social media and you keep clicking that share button, it is because of you that the gospel is being spread into all the world. We're looking forward to it being a witness so that then and only then shall the end come. Jesus is coming soon, brothers and sisters. It's not something I just say as a preamble. He's literally coming soon, and he's looking for a people who are expecting him, and I'm looking forward to that day. Please go over to yourdailyportion.com. Join our online community and share your questions, concerns, comments, and so forth as we grow together in faith and fellowship. Let's go ahead and pray and then get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this new day and for the privilege we have to open your word again. Father, we know that you have a habit of providing for your people. Please help us to accept your provision. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen again. Begin with personal needs. Let's just jump right into the scriptures here in the book of Proverbs. I hope you have your Bibles. If you're driving, I understand you're listening. It's okay. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. And the Bible reads, pardon me, honor the Lord with your wealth and from the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled completely, and your vats will overflow with new wine. So God is teaching us in sort of agricultural terms, because these are the people he was speaking to directly who would have understood that. It would have been relevant to them. But you can apply it to you, whatever your way of earning is. You may be in agriculture, so this works perfectly. But whatever your way is, if you will dedicate the first or the best of what you have to God, then he has promised that you will not lack. He promised that you will overflow with everything that you need. Do you remember he said, seek ye first this kingdom, God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all things needful shall be added unto you? This was a promise. God makes the vow, the covenant with all of his people. Everyone who is willing and then indeed does yield our will to him and covenants with him to serve him and to do his will. He empowers us to yield our will. And then if we do, he's given us promises to reward us in ways that we're not worthy. Like in the way that he would reward Jesus, if he were talking to him, he's saying he will reward you. You get that? So Jesus was faithful in all things. Bible says that he grew in knowledge of God. He grew in faith and in stature as he was a young man coming up in this human form. And he had favor with God and humanity. That is God's promise to you. And when you need understanding and wisdom concerning how you earn, whether it's a business, a small business, a company, a massive organization of some type, whatever it is, God is saying, give all of your first to me, and then I will overflow you with, yes, success and prosperity. Yeah, so don't look at it as a negative because so many people misuse it, turn it into some kind of, I don't know, merchandise in the family of God. Don't look at them because they're so off base and negative as if God doesn't make promises and keep them. Don't let those people mix you up. God made his promises. Now, we're going to go into Proverbs chapter 29. I think I have beaten that horse to death. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 27, excuse me, beginning at verse 23. Proverbs chapter 27, beginning at verse 23. And let's see what God has to say. He says, pay careful attention to the condition of your flocks. Okay, so he wants us to take stock, take inventory, assess what's going on. Set your mind on your herds. Okay, got it. For riches do not last forever, nor does a crown last from generation to generation. So God is telling us that we should always be aware of the state of affairs. If it is flock, if it's herds, if it's your bank account, if it's your investments, if it's your wills and trusts, those things that you have set up so that if, God forbid, you should pass away, what happens next with the little or much that you have had while you were living? God is saying, take an assessment, give a keen attention, and take inventory. See what the state of your affairs are, because, listen, you're not going to continue forever. You're not going to continue forever, and not everything that happens in your life in a positive sense will continue as it is today. So make sure while it is your time to give keen attention that you do. Amplify this moment. Do well. Verse 25, when the hay is removed and the grass appears and the grass from the hills gathered in, the lambs will be for your clothing, and the goats will be for the price of a field. And there will be enough goat's milk for your food, for the food of your household, and for the sustenance of your maidservants or your servant girls. Right? So God is saying that there is provision made for you. Be wise in how you use the time and the resources that you have today, and then provision will be made as time progresses, and even for you to leave to your offspring if you, God forbid, should lose your life. Okay. And so how would you rephrase, though, verse 27? How would you rephrase it for today? Maybe we would suggest review your financial records and determine the state of your affairs, or do a balance sheet and understand your debt to equity ratio. From time to time during your earning years, it would be appropriate to review your will or other documents and your present assets and update them as necessary. Such documents as wills and trusts are put into place early in the estate planning process in order to be a protection against your untimely death and the being able for health reasons to decide about where your assets go. The idea is to plan ahead for what will happen to your possessions once they are no longer yours. God is saying to us that, yes, we have life today, but today is the only moment, not even the entire day. Today we have a moment, and it is this moment. Right now it's just about 9 minutes after the hour, if you're live with me. In this moment, you can maximize it. Use it wisely, make plans that make sense as the Lord wills, but understand that tomorrow is not promised. Later on today is not promised. So in the moments that you have, be wise. Yield to God first. Be wise with what he's entrusted to you. Look for as many people as possible, like Job did, to assist. Yes, and to make their lives better than they were before they met you, and then make certain that on a regular basis you are taking stock of, inventory of the state of your affairs, and then in those moments you are honoring God, because God is in your business, he is in your personal life, and he will be glorified. Peace.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This has been your Daily Portion with L. David Harris. Make it a great day.